Good sing there.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me, to me he's wonderful. To me he's so wonderful, because he first loved me.
I will serve thee because I love thee.
I will serve thee because I love. You have given life to me. I was dying before you found me. You have given heartache, broken pieces, ruined lives, I want you to die on Calvary. Your time is what I.
Let's sing, I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you.
Worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
is none like our God, truly. Let's sing one more, and then we'll see if there's any more testimonies, and we'll just continue on from this morning. Majesty, worship His Majesty.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be your glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom of God.
Yesterday, our neighbour across the road was yelling, ranting and raving. The children were crying, screaming at the top of their voices. My wife was standing at the door looking across the road, and she says, "Go and see if they need a hand." So I went across. The guy yelled and he screamed. The husband, and he was cursing and swearing. He says, "You come to help." And I looked at him. I says to him, "I can't help, but I know someone who can. And brother, because of your children, we need Jesus in our lives. He's the only one that can help in the situation that you and your wife are in, your family's in." And she was in the house and she was ranting and raving. I don't know if she was talking to me or to the husband. And she closed the door, and then I was talking away to the husband about Jesus, why us men have to have Jesus in our lives for our children. And she gets up and she closed the outside door. So I just carried on talking to the husband, and he submitted. He submitted. He was nodding yes in acknowledgement, yes. Do you know Jesus? No. Now's a good time, brother. And then the police came around the corner and he said to me, don't you say anything to them. And I knew them. The police, they do domestics. Yeah. So I just want to encourage everybody just to step out in the river. Amen. Immerse yourself in the river. Trust in God. He shall lead the way. And we just keep praying for those lost souls. Amen. Amen.
You just want to be willing to wherever he leads. Was there any others? Brother Hill. Thanks, brother.
I'd like to testify. Something happened this week with my computer. When I got to work, basically blowing up, wasn't going at all, and I didn't know what to do, so I normally rang my normal source, and couldn't get through, just ignored it or something, I don't know what it was, so I didn't know what to do, and but on the Sunday before, Sister Barbara and Lee were telling me about this man that they always get to fix their computers. They said he's very nice, a fellow. And I say, oh, yeah. Which is really amazing, that just how they brought that up, just told me about him. And I thought, oh, I wonder if that guy would help me out. Then when I found out I did know him. I've known him for years. And so I told him, my computer's on the blink completely, and I said, it's really hard to get to do any work. But I said, would you like to have a look at it? He said, yep, bring it around now. So I went around there, and to cut a long story short, in the afternoon, he rang me up, said, I fixed it, it's all go. The power supply had blown because we had spikes. We had spikes on the weekend. Photocopies are all going and stuff going off and on, and I thought, oh boy. And he said, well, sometimes they survive, sometimes they don't. This one didn't survive. He said, fortunately, I had the exact power supply, same power supply for this computer, and I put it in it, and it's all go. I said to him, thank you very, very much. I paid for him and paid for it and everything. I was just so grateful, and now I know I can use them anytime. But what I'm trying to say is, Lee and Barbara, I can't even remember why they told me about it, but they mentioned to me on Sunday at lunch. And I thought, well, I'll try them, because the other sources dried up. And I just think that was the Lord. Don't you think that was the Lord? He's told me, showed me, and that was exactly what I need. I didn't know I was going to need it on Monday. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I just remember Sister Diane's, you know, it's not unto you, testimony this morning, it's not unto you get all the way down and you sit there and you look back and you go, oh, it was the Lord the whole time. I believe our lives are like that as well. You don't, until you come and he meets you and you meet him and you're like, it was the Lord the whole time. And praise the Lord, when we get the glory, it won't be anything that we've done, it'll be all him, won't it? Was there any others? One from Sister June. Thank you, Brother Paul.
Excuse me. One of the things that I really appreciate about my parents with their upbringing, well, it's the Lord, actually. Two books that were uppermost in our home was the Bible and the Redemption Hymnal. And we had so many hymns that we sung and learned. And sometimes they'll be going through my head. And this one has been a real blessing to me. Arise, my soul, arise. Shake off thy guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne my surety stands. My name is written on his hands. He ever lives above for me to intercede. His all-redeeming blood, his precious blood to plead. His blood atoned for all our race and sprinkles now the throne of grace. 5 bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers, they strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh forgive, they cry, nor let that ransomed sinner die. The Father hears him pray, his dear anointed one. He cannot turn away the presence of his Son. His Spirit answers to the blood and tells me I am born of God. My God is reconciled, his pardoning voice I hear. He owns me for his child, I can no longer fear. With confidence I now draw nigh, and Father, Abba Father, cry. And it's a real blessing that him and Charles Wesley wrote that.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hey, one from Brother Andrew, is it?
Thank you, Lord. I'm so blessed. So I've been talking to the pastor about this guy that worked at Ovation, the job that I had before this job. He's a rich man. The first thing I said to him was, it's easier for a camel to walk through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to give up all his riches. And with that, he didn't sit with me anymore. So when I was leaving that job to get another job, I says, Lord, I thought you were having a communication with this rich fella. And so I went to the other job, and while I was working at this other job, in walks through the door the rich man from the other job. So I looked at him and I went, oh, Lord, you're not finished with him. So the other day at work, Friday, he says to me, I've been trying to speak with you because I've been wanting to stop swearing so that I can pray. And then the boss walked out, so he took off. So I thought, okay. So this morning, the guy came up to me, the rich guy, and I said, so I've got an answer for your wanting to stop swearing. And he goes, yes, okay, right. And I says, well, you've got to pray to stop swearing. You need to pray. So he goes, what do I pray? I don't know how to pray. And I says, well, you ask for God to send your angels. Lord, send your angels. Cleave my tongue to the top of the mouth. Clamp my lips closed. And whatever I speak, may it be acceptable unto you. Amen. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, thanks for that, brother. I'll be talking to you again. Amen. God can magnify himself in those that don't know him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Jump in there.
Is there any others? No? Right, we'll just have one more and then I'll ask Brother Hale to come. Let's sing the number 178. Come bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hand in the holy place, and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come. Bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord.
sing once more. We need to bless the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. I'm just going to bring a little thought here before we come around the table, just very short, but I pray it'll be a blessing to you because the Lord spoke to me about it. It's found in Matthew 25. We're familiar with it. We spoke a little bit about it this morning. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. After it came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." May God bless the reading of his word. Lord Jesus, we just pray you'll speak to us through your word. Just briefly now, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. It's really funny watching you all standing up like mushrooms. One up, the one over here stood up, the one here stood up, you two are the last to stand up. But I just had to control myself, it looks so funny. But anyway, we appreciate you want to be right with the Lord. That's good. Not that it makes it any difference, really. I also want to read from Ephesians 5, verse 14. "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Hallelujah. May God bless his word to us today. I've just entitled this for a simple title, "Awake, Awake." Now, I'm not saying it. The Bible says it. Jesus said it. And we are warned. Hallelujah. Right at the time of the coming of the Lord, in Matthew 25, we read about the Lord coming, and the virgins, wise and foolish, went out to meet the bridegroom, and only half were ready. That really strikes me. This is not the world. This is the claiming to be the bride, the real church. Half were ready. That's why I said we need to talk about the Holy Spirit, and the people in this fellowship need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I know there some are and there some aren't. But if there's any doubts, you can be. That's what I want to say. And the Lord's given us that opportunity. So it's a very clear warning to this our day to wake up. As you read in Ephesians, "Awake. Therefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools." Those foolish virgins were fools. They were. Jesus said so. Thought they were going to be in the bride. Thought they were going to be in the rapture. When the time came, they were not even ready. And what was lacking? Only one thing. No Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit. Coming to church is all very good, and learning all about the Lord is all very good, but that won't do it. You've got to be filled with the Spirit. Who believes that? Say amen. You've got to be filled with the Spirit. So we need to wake up. That's all the message is, to wake up. I have to wake up. If I get on my knees, it means nothing. If I'm a preacher or whatever, it means nothing. I've got to wake up. You've got to wake up. And the Lord's warned us that this parable of Matthew 25 is actually speaking of the hour of the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Coming for the bride. Bridegroom coming for the bride. And those who are claiming to be in the bride were not even ready. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. So they said to the wise, give us of your oil for our lamps are gone out. They said, we can't give you the Holy Spirit. I've just got enough for myself. My wife has just got enough for herself and my children. And you have just had enough for yourself. You can't give anyone else the Holy Ghost. You've got to have just enough for you.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus said. So it's a real sobering thought. And I just pray that God will really quicken to our hearts. Half are left behind. Jesus just wasn't making a story. He said when he comes, all those coming out to see him, the bridegroom, all coming out and all dressed nicely, because they were virgins, they're separated. And when they came out, only half were ready. That's what he said is going to happen. Half are ready. And I want to be the half that is ready. And what we need to do is seek the Lord. As we said this morning, you know, we've got to reach out to him. We've got to step into that river. We've got to go the whole hog. Can't mess around. Can't paddle around. Saying, oh, I believe the prophet of God, or I believe the word. I believe that. Listen, you've got to be filled with the Spirit. That was the criteria. Nothing else. Jesus said so. So, we've got to realize that what the warning has come from the Lord himself, the bridegroom, that you need to be ready. And so we'll be speaking about these things in the next few days, weeks, that we need to be ready. I don't want to be guilty on the day. The Lord say to me, you never told those people down there. They assumed everything was good. But I said they need to be filled with the Spirit. Their lamps have to be trimmed with the Holy Ghost. The oil represents the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And you've got to have it in your vessel. That's where he dwells.
Glory.
Praise be to God. So may God speak to our hearts about that. As we come around the table, I just want us to think about it. The wine represents his blood. That's where the Holy Spirit came through. His shed blood. The life was in the blood. When the blood was shed, the life was released upon the world. The Holy Ghost for those that will really get serious about it. Don't say it's not, I can't get it. That is a lie of the devil. You can get the Holy Ghost. It's for you. And you need to be thirsty and you need to be hungry. And you need to move into the river of God and say, Lord, fill me now. Fill me now. We don't know that song, do we, June? Fill me now. We know it, but I don't think we've got it on our screen or anything. Fill me now, fill me now. I just can't remember how it goes, but who knows? You know what? We'll learn that. It's a lovely one. So may the Lord just bless it now as we come around the table. I just want to come here and just read the scriptures again. If you like, just... No, you don't have to stand. Now, this is from Luke 22, verse 14 and to 22. And when the hour was come, he sat down. Now listen, the hour always comes.
Hallelujah.
There is a time. We read this morning, at that day you shall know.
Yes.
There's a time where you'll know. And it says here, when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. The Lord Jesus has a desire for us to come to the table. That's why I wish the whole church was here, to come around this table. I just don't understand. Oh, there's always a reason why. But I really believe, and sometimes there is, of course. But brother and sister, wherever possible, we should gather around the table. Do you believe that, Brother Brian? Amen, I know you do. He says to me, Brother Howard, you haven't had communion for a while. But we have the communion the second and fourth Sunday of every month. And foot washing too, we should be having at least three times a year. So we'll just see what the Lord, or four times a year, we'll just see how the Lord leads for that too. So he desired to have communion, to have the table, that we would remember, not forget what he's done for you. He was our salvation. He was our sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. And he made this statement. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take this, divide it among yourselves. See, the body of Christ should be a part of this celebration. The whole church should be here to celebrate.
Yes.
Isn't that right? What the Lord has done for us. It's not a ritual of the church. But Jesus Christ gave us this table. And he says, I desire. He says, I have, with desire have desired to eat the Passover with you. And who believes he's here?
Amen.
He's right here for us to partake of it. And then he said, take this, divide among yourselves. For I say unto you, will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and he gave thanks, and he brake it. And he gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. You live this afternoon because he gave his life. His life was given, and it's come back into you. And that's why it's so needful that we receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, which is the life of God. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. It's a remembrance table of what God has done for us. And truly, verse 21. And behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. Have you ever thought of that statement? Judas Iscariot was sitting at the table when Jesus said that. And I would have run for my life if it was me, if I was in his position, knowing that God knew what he was going to do. May God be merciful to each one of us. He's betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. God knew he was going to do it from the beginning. But woe unto the man by whom he is betrayed. So may we understand these things. And I just wonder if we could just come around the table now, brothers and sisters, as we partake. Now I want to turn to Matthew 26, verse 26 to 30. Brother Brian, Brother Paul. Thank you. I've got Brother Brian and Brother Paul. Brother Brian, would you like to pray? The Lord will bless this time. Thank you.